Chag next week.
Like 10 lines from the bottom of Nun Amud Beis.
Yep.
Tanu Rabbanan. We were discussing about being Mavaza Eichel. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Mamshichim Yayin B'tzinoiris, Lefnei Chasam Lefnei Chala. You are Mamshich Yayin through like a pipe in front of a chasan and a kala, which means it's like a simen tov, and we're saying that it's not considered a bezayin and a hefsid of the food, of the wine. You like draw it through a pipe, and it's not considered a hefsid for the wine. Why? Because
what pipe are
you
talking
about? It's some type of pipe that they could see, obviously.
Symbolic
it's
thing.
Yeah. It's some symbolic thing that this is going to bring good luck to the couple. So why isn't it a problem? Either might see you're wasting the wine, you're just having this wine go through. So Rashi explains, because since there is a tzinor, there's something that captures the wine at the end, it doesn't just go for waste, you could drink it afterwards. So mela, that's not called a bezayin of wine. So any symbolic thing seems like it's not a bezayin, as long as it's not getting wasted. Vizorkim lefneim kleyes
ve'gozim. So you mean they're going to drink it after?
Yeah. Doesn't have to,
no, right. Not necessarily.
Not,
no.
they have to drink
you're
it.
You're
right?
Not ruining the
wine. But it's not going to get, you're not just throwing it out, you're using it for something.
No, more than that. No, that's
for consumption, maybe.
You can end up using it for drinking. It's
still usable for consumption at a later date, so it's not getting, you're not degrading the wine.
Yeah, you know about Tashkis. Yeah, but this is our design. It's two different.
Maybe it's not design also for the same reason.
It's not a bezayin, Rashi says, because since I'm getting it later, therefore Rashi says not a bezayin. You're saying a good nekuda. You're saying that we know about tashchis.
Right,
if you have a purpose for it, the same way if you rip your shirt because you're b'tzah, so it's calming you down. Your tzah, you're allowed to do it. It's about tashchis. Now you're not allowed to, right? But we see that's a purpose in the shirt also.
Right, but there's something specific about food. You know, food,
right.
Mavazi,
food
right?
Is the thing of business.
I mean, you're talking about something that Hashem has grown for you to make you
to eat. Right.
I mean, there's a problem by food. Cyber tashkas, cyber
design. Cyber design, exactly. Zakti ma vayte. We weren't handling here with tashkas. We're handling design. V'zayikim lefneim kleis ve'gazim tirnat ve'maisachama. Avalei b'maisach shamim. Why? Because in the sunny days, in the summer, there's no cement in the roads, and therefore it's not going to get ruined. But Mesek Sham, the roads are wet and they're not good, so therefore it's going to get ruined. Avaloi Guskoyes, Loi B'Mesek Hama, Veloi B'Mesek Sham. The Gluska, that's a pass which is baked, don't throw that, Sai B'Mesek Hama, Sai B'Mesek Sham, Sai in the summer days, and Sai in the winter days, it gets ruined, so therefore he's telling you that you should never throw. Okay.
So the case of the Koyes and the Gersen, so you throw them on the ground, so now you have to pick them up afterwards?
Sure.
So you have to go pick them up, yeah. You have to throw.
Yeah. They were saying here that the walnuts are still in the shells. So yeah. It's easy. We're just reading that.
And it's negay a little bit. I mean, not, but if you throw food at a chasen, if you have the type of food that aren't, you know, that get,
so
normally it's in a bag.
Raisins should be a problem.
Right. Raisins, but normally it's in a bag and it's in a box. Nothing's right. Happening to it.
I'm glad they didn't put full walnuts in mine.
Oh, yeah, walnuts. Okay, yeah.
No, but we know the matzis. That doesn't happen. It ends up coming on the floor. You see it everywhere.
That's a problem. That's a problem. If raisins are coming on the floor, then it's a problem. Yeah. I don't think that no one eats raisins anymore. There's bugs on raisins, no?
People eat it.
Yeah, okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. This is negay the galach. It shouldn't be negay, but sometimes it is negay. Shakach vehichnus oichlan seich piv below bracha. You forgot and you put food in your mouth without a bracha. So now, what do you do? It's in your mouth. So the first brass says mesalkom letzad echad umavarch. You move it to one side of your mouth and you make a bracha. Tanya chadah, we learned in another brayz, a bailam. You swallow it without a bracha. V'tanya idach peltah. We learned another brayz that says you spit it out. V'tanya idach misalkan. So, how do you shtim all these brayzes? No, what's peltah?
Spit it out.
Spit it out, right?
Misalkan.
Yeah,
take it out?
Yeah. No, misalkan means... Like we said, Rabbi Yehuda, Misalkan
Letzadech
and
Mavarch.
Oh, in the Rabbi Yehuda was our Meir. Now we brought three brises, different things. Bailan, you swallow it. Pelton, you spill it out. Misalkan means you move it to one side. So the Meir like Hashem. Ha, the Tanya, Bailan, this is what we said, you swallow, but Mashkan. Why? Because Mashkan, it's impossible to move it to one side and make a bracha. It's going to spill out of your mouth. It's not going to work. So, and don't spill it out because you're not going to be able to drink it again. So therefore, the only eitz is to swallow it. Now, why? Why swallow?
Spit it out.
I mean,
spitting it out could be, you don't know where you are. Could be.
No, you're going to be mafsed. The Rashi says spitting out is going to be mafsed. Okay, but don't do it issa. Your eating is going to be issa.
But you already tasted it.
Spitting out, it might be also issa.
You already had the taste.
I don't care so much about that. It's a, you eat without a bracha, it's gezel. You haven't been a vat, you get all the curses on you. Whatever the Gemara said, it gets on. Spitting it out, okay, you mafsed. Big deal.
I did it already.
But I mean, you
did
had the
it
taste
already.
Of, you had the
anah
already.
There's no behesha v'sigzela. I did it. I already was mavaza. Whatever it is that I did, I achieved. So
not mamish. We see sometimes that we say, okay.
And I have, now I have a choice. Should I keep it or should I spit it out and be mamish the food also, bezoin for the food?
Yeah. Not really right. No. Don't give him all the credit of it. No.
Sorry, Marco.
Yeah. I'll tell you why. Because if you just... If you don't swallow mouthwash, you make a bracha? I don't know, anything, right?
No, but mouthwash has no intent to do that. It has more of a...
If you just put something in your mouth and you spit it out, you make a bracha?
Whenever. I'm saying, you spit it out, you don't make it.
What food are you going to put in your
mouth? Let's say somebody tastes wine and spits it out. That's a dessert, right?
Oh, that's a dessert.
Oh, you
and then spit it out? Yeah, taste and spit it out, right?
Oh, like a wine tasting? Yeah, what do you do with it?
You don't make a bracha. So what are you saying that the...
In a wine tasting...
Why are we masking
them? A wine tasting is a good point. You go to a wine tasting...
You don't make a bracha?
You don't make
a bracha. Unless you swallow, maybe. But if you don't swallow, you don't make a bracha. So, I'll be pashed this over here. The reason why you swallow it... I mean, again, like you're saying, this hefset idol. But I'll be pashed this also. We're discussing that you're going to drink more. So you're going to swallow and you're going to make a bracha in a moment.
So you do
guess
on the first part.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just saying maybe the mafia or something. I don't know, but... Okay, v'had etanya pelton. This that we discuss, you spit it out. The midi d'loyim mimis, something which is not mois. You put something in your mouth which is not mois, and you could spit it out before you make a bracha. You can spit it out; it's not going to be mois. So therefore, you do that. Now, candy, right? It's not mois, right?
If you don't chew it yet.
Right.
No, but even if you chew something, there's some things that you'll look at and be won't be.
Right, a candy,
right?
Yeah,
piece of apple.
Yeah, okay, whatever you feel. Yeah. This that we said that you move it to one side, but midi de mimis. So something which is mimis, so don't spit it out. The only thing that you can't make a bracha with is juice. Juice in your mouth, you're going to choke. You can't put it on the side of your mouth and make a bracha.
That's a liquid.
That's a liquid. So over here we're discussing something which is not a liquid, a solid. And you move it, that you can move to the, if it's mias, if you're swallowing a piece of chicken, it's mias to spit it out. So you just move it to the side of your mouth and you make a bracha. Yeah.
This is how we pass
it. So the Mabim Midi Delay Mimis, Nami Lissal Kin Lissad Echad Velivich, something which is not mias, you should also move it to one side. Why ever do we tell you to spit something out? Why do we tell you to spit out a candy and then make a bracha? Why don't you just move it to the side? Your mouth should be open to say tehillah, to say praise. You should fill your mouth with praise. So we're taking a literal. Literally fill your mouth. Your mouth should be empty without anything while you're praising HaKadosh Baruch. What? Even smoking you shouldn't do? I'm just trying to think. Has it shaykh to smoke with the
baruch? You hold it between your fingers.
If you didn't, no, right? Not y'all. No, you're saying if you didn't puff it out. Yeah, you didn't puff it out. Okay. Boy, my name is Rav Chisda.
Shkoch.
Misha Achal Vishasa. He means e-cigarettes. Yeah. I don't know if it's better yet. Misha Achal Vishasa. Velay Birech. Ma'al Sheyachze V'Yivach. Someone who ate, drank, and didn't make a bracha. So now, should he go ahead and make a bracha? Amalu, Misha Achal Shom V'Reich HaNoidev. If someone ate spice shum is garlic, right? And it smells, and she go ahead and eat again shum that it should smell more. I mean, yeah. What's the shayla? If he's eating more, Avadi should make another bracha. Right. So that means the first he asked the shayla. Let's say I started eating and I didn't make a bracha. Should I continue eating without a bracha? Is it Avadi not? Why should you steal more? So he says, "I'm having a hilka chafil."
What do you mean to this thing of shem over here?
We're saying that over the mitzvahs, you're getting more smell. So what's the tzad you shouldn't?
means anything that you're being moisef, what's it?
No, so he's being moisef nourishment in your body. What's the chat you shouldn't make a bracha? Omer Avinah. Hilkach, afilu gama, sudasa, yachze v'yivach. Even if you finish your suda, you go ahead and make a bracha. You're done. You just make a bracha out of the blue. You say shahakal. The tanya tava v'Allah, if you went down and you tevil, you were tevil and you came up. I'm a baliyasa. You say when you came up, baruch shekashan v'tayz v'tzvan ala tevila. You say when you come up, this is talking about a ger, or this is talking about a carry, that a ger, right, you go ahead and you make a bracha after you come up out of the mikvah. So too a woman does that also.
Why don't we do when we go in the mikvah?
Why don't we make a bracha?
Why don't we?
Because we have no chiyuv, Batsim.
Oh, because we have no chiyuv.
Some Rishayim hold, and I have him kippah, you make a bracha. We don't pass him, but many Rishayim hold again. Yeah. So the Rav Elayhi. Over there, you have no brave. The person is not right. Because he can't make a bracha, he's a ger. He's a balkei. If you go in the balkei, it's us, it's a meli, he can't do it. Over here, don't bring me a raya to food. Over here, the person was able to eat food. He was able to make a bracha. Now that he didn't make a bracha, he's done. So what does that mean? How do you understand this? I mean, lemaisa, the ger, you're right that he couldn't make a bracha, but it's afterwards, too late. Who cares what he could have done, what he could have done? The end of the day, it's after he got up from the mikveh, story over, what's he making a bracha? He can't make a bracha, lemaisa.
He said because it wasn't nicha. Why is it because it wasn't nicha?
No, who cares?
Because the shas of the bracha is afterwards, because you can't make it before.
So do you mean, you what I'm asking, the Gemara is telling you a difference. The Gemara is telling you that by a ger, when he goes into the mikveh, since he can't make it before, mamel, he'll make it after,
because there's no choice.
Masha'enkein by food, since you could have made it before, and you didn't make it before, so therefore you can't make it after. That's the Gemara's chilek, right? So what do you mean? I mean, who cares what you could have? Lamais, at the end of the day, is it the right thing to make a bracha afterwards or not? Obviously you can't make a bracha afterwards, right? It's too late. Ava Maisa.
I mean, with women lighting, they make
That's, very good. So that's why they go like this, Chavez. Whatever, they're trying to do something to the light. It's not a joke when they do that. Mm-hmm. It's that they don't want to be nana me ayre, and all of a sudden, the nana me ayre, the nana from the light. But I'm saying,
it's even worse than food, because by food I have that svara that I'm being a mamshuk and I'm going to have more.
No, he would talk.
I know we fell off of that.
No, he would discuss. We're not discussing that case anymore. He was discussing the gamma sudasa. Forget, if anyone wanted to say, I have to fulfill the gamma sudasa. So, it could be like Yaakov saying that. We're talking to the Ikka Takanas Chazal. The Chazal gave me Rishus. Chazal, the ones that told me to make a bracha beforehand, they made up now that, when you can't, make it afterwards. So that just gets out of everything. It's a push of Baba to shut out. No, nothing wrong.
That was?
You need Baba. No, I'm saying, I don't mean.
But here it's different. It still seems, it feels different. When you can't say a bracha, you're going to a ger comes, he gets into the mikveh, he comes out. You know, he's so in such a madrega that he wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away for the first thing that he was allowed him to do.
No, but it's too late. Afterwards, it's too late. Thank him in different ways. You can't thank him like this.
Could you change the language?
We do. We're not changing the language. We're making a regular bracha.
Okay. Right here.
Why
can't
you make a good bracha
achrayna? Yeah, what are you saying?
No, isn't it as far that the bracha the chachamim misakin the rabbanon right afterwards?
That's what you're saying, like him. The pshat is not. It's not yes or no. It's the chachamim misakin. That's it.
There's no other way. It has to be that way. But itchirch is not really. There's no other way to say by a ger how we should do. What should you do? Unless you shouldn't make any bracha at all.
You don't say anything.
Right. So it's not itchirch. Then the pshat is. Let the gemara just say pashat. Over here, they were sacking like this. Over here, they were sacking here. The Gemara is like making a svar out of it. There's no svar.
But why? Why, like Moshe, why not just don't say bracha?
That's what we're asking.
No, I know. So, but why did they change?
Because we can't have a whole tefillah without a bracha. The guy's becoming again. He's not going to have a bracha b'chlal.
Right. That's what I was saying. His first opportunity is like.
Yeah.
Imagine,
okay.
Imagine have a moment. I understand. Right. Okay, so maybe this is what they were thinking. Who knows?
Could be. Okay. Zadim avayt etan rabbanon. Asparagus, you know what that is, asparagus?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not asparagus.
I know, it's not asparagus. Oh. That's what they translate? No.
No.
What do they give it? It's some drink that you drink.
Yes, asparagus, not the.
Yeah. It's the same. Rashi, he brings Rashi in Kedushin.
Stuff I bring?
Celery juice.
Yeah, that's what I said, that's what I told him. Rashi says on the bottom they bring, you don't have it. It was a drink that they drank every morning for refuah. Rashi says, the Meiri says, Sam Mishalshal. It's a Sam that sends you to the bathroom. Amol,
A mull. When you see what's in it, for sure it would.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're writing over there?
It says it's undiluted wine or beer with cabbage.
Okay, there you go, yeah. Kruv Shaya B'Yayin. Yeah, you have all different neschayas. So anyways, so it's something that's, it's very healthy to go to the bathroom in the morning. So you would make it, Rav Moshe Feinstein would drink two coffees before he would go daven. Coffee sometimes. If you're doing it for that, you're allowed
it. It works as a laxative coffee.
Sometimes.
It's diuretic sometimes.
Yeah, whatever it is. So anyways, so this is spargus, yafel aleiv. Now, it's not coffee, obviously. So it's good for the heart. V'tov le'inayim, it's good for the eyes. V'choshken l'bnei mayim. And it's definitely good for the stomach. V'yogaboy, yafel l'chol gufay. So this is a very important, you should get that ingredient over there. Without, how did they know? I don't know. But, you should get that ingredient because this thing is only good.
Got it from Rashbam.
Yeah, there's different
machlokes
we're trying to
learn. Oh,
yeah?
Rashi
and
the
Dharmis?
Is it undiluted
wine?
Is that
what
the
wine is?
So the sound
is
okay, do you know the proportions?
Okay. How much? All right, basically. Okay. But if you get shikr from it, then it's bad for your whole body. Since you see it's good for the heart, we're discussing wine. That means there's two types of asparagus. There's one made out of wine and one made out of shecha, one made out of beer. So obviously we're discussing wine, and we'll see later why. So, Viktani, and we learned, and it's definitely good for your stomach.
Intestines.
Intestines, right? So, Tanya, I will learn lilat yafel mat kosher. The lat is Rosh HaTevis. Lev, lat is lamed is lev. Ayin is ayin, your eyes. Your heart, your eyes. And tes is tachel.
Spleen.
Right. And l'ramat is rosh, your head. Ma'ayim, your intestines. And tachtaini is your...
Hemorrhoids.
Right? So we're saying like this. So... again, this Gemara says Mechlal de Bechamaskin. Why? Viktani, Vikolshke de Bnei. We're discussing wine, and it says Kolshke de Bnei. Ayin doesn't stim, because Ma'ayim is not Chamra, is Ramat, is Reish Ma'ayim and Tachtanius. Lalat Yafel Ramat Kasha. So we're saying that there's two types of asparagus. There's one that's made out of wine, and the wine one is Lalat is good. Which is not bnei ma'ayim. We said it's lev, ayin, and tachel. L'ramat kasha. Ramat is good for
ma'ayim.
It's not good for your intestines.
So lalat is not good for your intestines.
It's good for lalat and not for ramat.
Which means it's not
good. It's not good for your intestines.
The Gemara's not up to that yet. That's just seichon.
Zok the Gemara ki tanya hi b'miyoshan. That it says that it's good for your bnei ma'ayim, for your intestines. That's talking about old wine. Like we learned, I'm making a neder. I'm making it like hegdish on yayin that I taste. It says over there because wine is bad for your intestines. They told him old wine is good for your intestines, and he stayed quiet. So he said. It's us in new wine, and it's mut in the old wine. Shmami no. So we see from here that there's a difference between old wine and new wine. Old wine is good for your intestines. New wine is bad for your intestines. So when it's said over here that it's kasha, that it's bad lilamat, which was for your ma'ayim, for your intestines, we're saying that's discussing new wine. Old wine is good, and that's what we started saying. Asparagus, which is a wine, which has wine in it. That's good for your eyes, for your heart, for your intestines,
spleen.
And what about now? And what about Ramat? Is it bad for the head still and hemorrhoids?
That's only new wine.
Oh, I meant new wine. That's yeah. even okay. Yeah.
So the marsh tana bana.
New wine, and they just old wine means it's aged.
Right.
Or
how long? I don't know. Tana, 3 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tana bana. Shisha dvarim nemu b'spargus. There's six things spoken about asparagus. Ein shayis anaisa alek shulchai umale. You don't drink it only when it's chai, when it's not mazug yet, not diluted. And mekabloi biyamin, you hold it with your right hand, v'shaseo b'smol, you mekabel it, you take it with your right hand, and you drink it with your left hand. Normally, you know that when you make a bracha on something, you should hold it, the food in your right hand. You know that? Because it's more chashuv.
Even if you're left-handed?
No. So, no.
I mean, it seems like this asparagus also has a significance of a full cup, a mullet.
Yeah.
So it's not a, so it's a heebie-jeebies there.
I didn't know that.
I'm
a
left-handed,
I always
wear it. Yeah. Shulchai, it's a machlekes, and you could be making that. Don't worry, it's not a, yeah. Mullet, mekabli b'yamin v'shaseo b'smol. You mekabel your right hand and you drink it with your left hand. Ve'ein masichin achrov.
Do you have to, when you do the, you have to take it and switch it? You have to be mekabel it with one hand and move it to the other before you say bracha?
If you want to hold it in the right hand, whichever hand you are, oh yeah, you should do that, yeah.
Well, the Gemara
said, over here, no.
The Gemara said before, they had two things in one hand. You had honey and whatever, the rima, whatever, right. Two hands, and you can switch hands. He said bracha once and this, and this bracha, and this, so you switch hands.
Yeah. Okay. Ve'ein masichin achrov. You don't talk afterwards. Ve'ein mafsikim boy, you're not mafsik. You have to drink the whole thing in one shot. Ve'ein machzir naisei el lemishanasin lo. You can only return it to the person that gave it to you. Ve'yok achav, you spit out afterwards, right after you drink it. Ve'ein semchen naisei el biminoi. You don't eat afterwards, right away. Only with something which is its min. In fact, something which is similar to it. Ve'dimava tanya and semchen naisei el bepas. Afterwards, you can eat only bread. Ve'dimava lekasha. Habad chamu, habad shecha. If it's wine, then you can eat pas, you can eat bread afterwards. If it's beer, then you have to eat something which is similar to it, something which is it's in its mint. Tani chada, we learned the one b'raisa, l'lat yafal amat kasha. We said that for lat, we spoke about before, that's leiv ayin and tachel, that it's good for. L'amat, which is reish ma'ayim and tachtani, is kasha. V'tani yedech, it says the opposite, l'amat yafal l'lat kasha. L'mo le kasha, but the chama abad shecha. Here is wine, and here is Sheikha. Tani Chada. We learned one b'raisa, Rok Achav Loike. So it's not so convenient. We made believe the asparagus is so easy. Forget the drink. Look what you have to do with it. It's not like the school is work only with huji-buji things. Rok Achav Loike. You spit afterwards, you get malchus. But Tani Yedek Loyok
Achav Loike. No, it means he gets hurt.
Yeah, I understand. Obviously.
Then you give him malchus.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah. We don't have best in giving him malchus. Yeah. But Tani Yedek Loyok Achav Loike. And we see that another price of a cat. If you're not rock achav, then you get genizik. So the mother kasha, but the chamra, but the shikra. By chamra, you should not spit afterwards. By one, you shouldn't spit. By shikra, then you should spit. Amar Vashi, hash dam and loy rock achav loike, miyamav, meimav, nizrak, and afilu of ne'amelech. You should do this even if you're in front of a king. You should, if you drank this asparagus and a king, you approach the king, you should spit in front of him, even though it's not covered, but since you're going to get hurt, you're going to be in the sakana, so therefore, the halach is, if you're going to put yourself, you're not allowed to put yourself in a matzah sakana, therefore you should spit out, even b'fnei ha-melech, again, even though it's b'zayif him. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Shloisha dvarim sachli, Suriel sarah pnim. Suriel was a very chashav malach that comes in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha met this malach, and he told him three things. Yeah. Yeah, so where did he meet him in Shemayim? He went up to Rekia. Yeah. I did the Baruch Shem's name. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So what did he do? Al titel chalukcha b'shachris miyada shamash v'tilbush. Do not. He told him three things. Do not take your shirt from a servant in the morning, and dress with it. Val titel yadecha mishalinatal yadav. Don't take netilas yadayim from someone that didn't wash his hands yet. Do not return this kais asparagus only to the person that gave it to you. It brings shadim. This asparagus, this malachi chavala, these malachim that want to hurt you, they waiting for someone to do one of these three things. The Malach Mavis told me three things. Don't take your clothing from a shamish in the morning and get dressed. Don't wash your hands with someone that didn't wash his hands yet. Do not stand in front of women when they're returning from a dead person. Because I dance and go in front of them, and I have a sword in my hand, and I have a shust to wound the person. If this happened to you, what should you do? If you approach this woman or whatever, jump away 4 amas. Go away 4 amas. If there's a nahar in between, if there's a river in between, go on the other side of the river. If there's another road, go on that road. A
wall.
Right. If there's a wall, go behind it. Stand behind it. Below, and you don't have any of these things, turn your face, say these psukim until they leave. Okay. Some say it's a Zeya Mavo, some say it's a Mishnah. Tana, 10 things were said by Kosha Bracha, some of it is negated to today. Tana Dacha Vishtifa. It needs to be washed. The kais has to be washed before you make Kiddush on it. Now this is a big shaila that you have to wash it right before. Chassidim are much more makbar than this. To wash it right before, or if it was washed the night before already, you make Kiddush Shabbos by day. You see it's washed, like this, you have to wash it again. So you don't make it, then you do not have to wash it again. You see it was washed, or it's clean, you do not have to wash it again. But some people want to wash it anyways. Okay. Tana Dacha is in the inside, we'll see later, Shtif is on the outside. Chai Umale, that Chai means it should be
undiluted.
Umale means full. That's what the kai should be. Itur. Itur means right. We're gonna explain all these things. The ituf. Okay, we'll see. Right. Noitle b'shte yadav. You take it with 2 hands. The nice to be mirin. You pick up the becher with 2 hands and you put it in the right hand. Umagbia menakaka tefach. You raise it from the floor tefach. It doesn't mean dafka the floor. If it's the table, you have to raise it a tefach, which is pretty much. It's not so. I'm saying you have to raise it. Okay.
What most people do.
Right. The nice and ain of boy. You have to look at it. V'yeshayim af meshaga b'matana l'anshe beisay. You should give it to Matana, to your wife. Amar Bechanan. Anu ein lo anu ela ababavad. And this is what we paskin. We only do 4. Hadacha v'shtifa, washing inside and outside. Chayu malei, not diluted, and malei full. Now, Rashi's bothered. We learned before that you cannot, if you drink undiluted wine, you make a bayah pri'etz. We learned yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So how could we be this? So Rashi says that it means that you put it in the kais undiluted, and then you pour water in afterwards.
Or you take it from
the barrel. Which we said yesterday, right? No, you put in the undiluted, and then you add the water, then it becomes wine?
Yeah.
And you still can't do that.
No, that's what he's saying. That's what you should do.
But we can't do that today.
We can't do that because we buy the wine because we have no bread.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be.
When they wash out the kais, and then they pour back the water back.
I don't know. Is that the reason? Right, rabbis do. You do it?
I'm not a rabbi, and I do it.
It's not so pasha to do. We spoke about it because Tvila's Kehlem. I was thinking of doing it, but then I was more worried about Tvila's Kehlem than that. Because we said, why don't you have to tovel a glass kli? You have to make a bracha d'araisa. That's it. You have to make a bracha. We said, because you're not reusing it. But if you pour back into it, that's called using it. So you have to do Tvila's Kehlem. So I'm more worried about that than this Indian. But anyways, okay. I'm not trying to stop it. We said it's more negated by a kiddush sometimes when you want to gather up all the bottles of wine
and you want to
mix it together. That should not be done. Okay.
Is that a local emergency?
That a person shouldn't do, but this you could do. Chayim Ale. Zakti Mar. Tana. Hadacha mibifnim v'shtifim v'chutz. Hadacha is inside washing. Shtif is outside. Now, why are you washing it outside?
Because it's sticky.
Yeah, it's sticky, and also you're drinking. Drinking is your lip, it, right? You're touching from the outside. Amar Bechanan. Kol mevarech al kais malei, mitzipel de gezach. Kol mevarech al kais malei, nice and like nachlam li mitzayim. You're going to give him a Yerusha without any boundaries. Shenema malei bichas Hashem yom v'udarim yirasha. Abeitzvich nina oime, zeiche v'neichel shnei alam v'ailam azeh v'ailam abo, yizeiche tatum. Two worlds. This world, what's so great about making a bracha on something which is full? You know, the Biskirov, before Reichman told me that the Biskirov would make Havdalah, he saw Havdalah, he doesn't know Kiddush, on a glass cup, and the whole time he would be, He would move. He showed me how he did it. He told you this also.
Yeah.
Well, it's right how he copies him. But he says that he would pick it up and after Hine Kelly Shosi, so before he would move his head like this and make sure, and his kids would come with the wine and make sure it was mamish full because of this. He's zeicher to Nachla B'li Mitzrayim. He's zeicher to two.
Some might have fallen out.
We make the Bayer Per Gafa in the middle, right?
Is this only in Birkas Hamazon, or
no, anything? This is all Kaisha Bracha. Kiddush is not so hard. Oh, Kiddush for Friday night. Oh, even Shabbos Day.
Rashi says Birkas Hamazon.
What? No. It's Gav now, but I'm saying...
Right. Yeah. Rashi says Birkas Hamazon.
Yeah, but that means any Kaisha Bracha.
What you're getting from this. So Kaisha, you're Zoche. Name it Kaisha Bracha.
So Zohar
to get this.
Yeah, so what's the pshat? Because you're showing chashivas. Like, because you really don't care. You're doing it only out chashivas. It's chedesh. Okay.
That's unbelievable. That's
yeah. Easy way out, what?
It's such
an easy way. You can do all the avers in the world, and here you go.
Wine was to be expensive.
Avers enough.
Wine was expensive, right?
Maybe that's what you're saying. You're showing it for kashivas.
You do it 10 times, and
you're
good to go. I don't know.
Yeah, once. Eater. What does it mean, iter? We said that you're supposed to do the kosher bracha iter. If Yehuda ma'atreyu b'talmidim, iter means he's surrounded. So he would have talmidim around him. If chizda ma'atalei b'natli, if chizda would, this is what the fountain, he would put kaisers around it. You have those today, I don't know if you have it anymore. It used to be in style like 20 years ago. You put those bechas and you had all those kaisers around and you spilled it in and like this, you were too lazy, so kosher shalom to get.
No, there's right? No hefzik, that's why they did it.
No, it's not why they did it. But anyways, it's not so practical as when one kid's not there, it doesn't work out so well. But Kaponim...
No, they have stoppers, so you can,
oh, yeah, okay,
so you can stop one or two or three of them.
Okay. Fine. So anyways, that's what Ita is.
That's good.
Amar Avchanan... Okay, so that's the either Matrei B'Talmidim or with Kais. Amar Avchanan. Ubachi. Papa would go in his talis and sit and make the bracha. If Asi Para Sudra al Reishay, the Para Sudra Reishay would put it over his head. He'd put a siddha over his head, and that's what our minig is, to put a hat by benching, kashal bracha, or by kiddush.
But I thought we only do the four. We only do four.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's what some people do. This. Night lebishnei yadav, you wash, you pick it up with two hands. I'm mechinen by papa Michael, so yidechem kiddush uvachor es Hashem yidechem. It's a lashon rabbin. But nicely, I mean, you give it to the rabbin. I'm mechinen by abba mevichinon. Rishayim shalu smile ma'ush at the say amen. Let's say it's hard for you just to hold it with your right hand. Could I have the left hand helping me hold it with the right hand? Since the Rishonim asked it, and they didn't have a tayat, and now never the chumra, don't let the left hand help you at all. Do it completely with your right hand. You pick it up with your right hand. You pick it up. Okay, fine. You pick it up with tefach. What do you see? So what do you see? Kaisa shu is esa. Raise the kais.
So I don't know who the Gemara gets
a tefach. Right, okay. He's asking a very casual of Mazda. Where do you get a tefach from?
The Taisus says, something yonim, a tefach helps.
Right, and that's why in the Gaya to Sukkah, if by mistake a guy put on the Yischach, or you put it on when the Shlach's on, whatever, any attempts that you come out that it's not good, so you just raise it a tefach. You don't need to raise it three tefachim. Because even though it's love, but you see such a musik of raising a tefach. Okay. The nice and ain't of bite. Well, you put your eyes on it. That you shouldn't be mesir das. That's where you're supposed to look at the kais while you are making a bracha. It's a little problematic when it comes to vayichulu. We know you're supposed to look at the lech.
And look inside.
Why? Because you're saying psukim. And you're not going to say psukim outside when you're being mighty someone. So that gets a little move your eyes quickly over there. Okay.
What do you mean?
You have to look at three places while you're saying vechulu: the becha, the neris, and the.
You sit in front of the neris while you're holding the becha.
The becha during the bracha part or during
the bracha part's enough. I'm just there. Umeshagel la'anshe beisav matana. You give it to your wife. Kesha bracha. You give it to your wife matana. Keichet is baruch debitayu that she should be benched. Chashav is to drink from a kashal bracha. Ula ikla the bayav Nachman. Ula came to Nachman kari chifta. He broke the bread, baruch biches mezayna, and he made the biches yav lekasa the bechasa leav Nachman. He gave a kashal bracha to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman lishda ma kisa bechasa leliyasa lelalta to his wife. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. Amalei hachi yom rabichan and ain pri bitna shalisha mezbarach. If pre bitna of a isha does not get the stomach of a woman, doesn't get gemensh, elgin pre bitna shal ish from a husband's, from a man's stomach.
And you already got the bracha.
Right, shenemo beyach pre bitna cha, pre bitna loy nema, ela pre bitna cha, your stomach. Tayanam yachem, nasanayim minayan chain pre bitna shal ish, mizbarach, and pre bitna shal ish. How do you know that a wife's stomach doesn't get gemensh only with a husband's stomach? Shenemo beyach pre bitna cha, pre bitna loy nema, pre bitna cha. Fine. So you don't have to give it to her because you got already, you drank from the Kaishal Bracha. That's okay. Adahachi Shama Yalza. Yalza, his wife, heard this. Kama Beziyaro.
She got angry.
She got up and got upset. Ziyaro means light. It means when you get upset, your face turns red. But also the Bechamra, she went to the wine room. Vatava Dalad Mea Doni the Chamra. She broke 400 barrels Doni of Chamra, of wine. Amalei of Nachman. Nishda la mar kisi achrina. Let's give her a different case. Shalach la kol hai nivga de bechasai. Kol hai nivga. Nivga is a case. De bechasai. This happened because of a kaishal bracha, of a case.
Oh, he's saying that, I think he's saying that this wine is also from the kaishal
bracha. Yeah. Shalach alei mimadura mili. Umis matute kalmi. What does that mean? Maduri mili. Rashi explains. Mimachzire ba'ayores yibu tamid varim. From people that are drezach in the cities, they should always be marbe words. Mili is words. Maduri from people that are going back and forth. Umisamute kalmi. Rashi explains. Mimisachke begadim bluyim. They should be marbe kinim. From people that rub clothing. Bugs are marba. Okay. Amravasi. Ein masichin al kais shel bracha. You do not, once you're holding the kais shel bracha, don't talk. Okay? That means once you're picking up the kais, stop making kiddush right away. Do not talk. That sometimes happens, you know, people start schmoozing and the balabayas picks up the kais. Make sure once he picks up the kais, no talking should be going on. Amravasi. Ein mevachin al kais shel piranis. Do not make a bracha on kais shel piranis. What is that? My kais shel piranis. It's a kaisheni, the second kais, which we know the Gemara Pesachim discusses this in length. That there's such a thing called zugais. Today we're not really so chayshvit. Zugais is the second one. 2, 4, 6, 8, double is zugais. So that's not good. That's being shaden. So don't make a bracha on a second kais.
Who shouldn't make it?
No one should.
The people that hand up, the people that make their own kiddush, even kids. What does that mean? You have someone in bar mitzvah at the table wants to make their own kiddush. You make kiddush and he wants to make his kiddush. You shouldn't do it.
No, that's not a second kiddush. That's his first kiddush.
So,
I mean, you have two kiddushes. Right. Okay. The ma'aseh get. We're not knowing with this. We're not chayshes with zugas today. You see that the shayna masquerade. We have four dalad kiddushes by Pesach. There's a lot. That's where it comes out of the Gemara Pesachim over there. But Akapanim, Rashi explains. What does it mean? Shu shazu va oimid me'al shulchanai v'shtei zugas.
Right. You have another cup in between, and then you have brachas and mezuzah. It's three.
Oh, you mean if you have that, then it's good.
Yeah, if you have it,
once you make the bracha, you have another cup. I don't. People were thinking making because they have another cup. We already said you don't make another bracha if you have.
Most people then were four. They cooked the four extra cups.
Yeah.
Don't leave the table with just two brachas, but just two kaisers.
Taina meyach hashesek iflayim. You drink zugais leivarech which shenem ahachal likas lekech yisrael. V'hai loy mesakin. This is not mesakin. If you're eating and you're walking, so you make the bracha while you stop. If you're eating while you're stopped in one place, you're standing, you have to make a bracha while you're sitting. If you're going to lean while you're eating, it means you always, when you're coming ahead and making the bracha, you always have to be in a different status. If you're walking, stop while you make a bracha. If you step in one place, sit down while you make a bracha. If you're sitting, be meisiv. Okay.
We're talking
about
first blessing or second?
Both. It tastes the mashma that we're discussing here, Bechus HaMazon.
Right, that's
it. Bechus HaMazon always has to be in, since it's the rest, it says, Akapanim. So, Bechus HaKulu, Yashim Varach, the Maestro, we Paskin, that Bechus HaMazon always has to be while you're sitting. You should never say Bechus HaMazon while you're standing. The Shad is, if we learn out of this, all Bechus HaKulu, so Dafka Bechus HaMazon. Let's say Alam Mechia. Could you say when you're standing? Or by Nefashis, could you say when you're standing? Or this is Dafka Bechus HaMazon. Pashtis is discussing here Dafka Bechus HaMazon, that's what Taisel and Rabbi Shannon learned like that. Some say even Ala Michya, since it's Me'en Bechus HaMazon, therefore you should also say it while you are standing. How do you know Mishnah? Elu Dvarim Shabem Be'Shamim Be'Mezilim Besuda. This Mishnah is going to go for the whole pack, which is not long, but it's a lot of halachas. Differences between Be'Shamim Be'Mezilim by Besuda. Be'Shamim Mevarech Ala Yayim, Ve'achar Kach Mevarech Ala Yayim. Be'Shamim says first you make a bracha Ala Yayim, and then you make a bracha ala yayin. What does that mean? In Kiddush and Shabbos and Yom Tov, first you make a bracha ala yayin. We don't do that. We do like Basil, that we first make a bracha ala yayin. We say Boya Peragafen, and then we say the whole Nusach HaKiddush Friday night. First we say Boya Peragafen. Vishami says Faket, first you make a bracha ala. Basil, I'm a bracha ala yayin, I'm a bracha ala yayin. Vishami, I'm another halacha. Noitin li yadayin, first you wash your hands, v'achkach maizgin es hakais, and then you wash out the becha. Fill it up. First you meizig it. Meizig means more than filling it up. It means to dilute it. Right? And then you wash your hands. We'll see in the Gemara explaining all this. You wipe your hands with a, from the Tiel Sidayim, you wipe your hands on the towel. And you put the towel on the table. And Basilayim Malakrasis. You don't wipe your hands in the towel, you wipe it on your pillow.
No, you put the towel
on either on the blanket chair or on the pillow. Right, do not put it on the table. You sweep the floors. And then you wash your hands of Mayim Achrayim. First you wash your hands, and then you sweep the floors. By Avdala, what do? You do Ner Umazayin. B'samim v'avdala. What are we discussing here? If someone only has one kais, a matzah shamus, so you have to keep it till after you finish benching, right? Because over there they always used to make. Today not everyone's knowing like this, but they always used to make a, when they bench, they made a kais. They kais shal bracha. So now you only have one kais. You have only one cup of wine. What do you do with avdala and bichas hamazon? So you would say like this. You would say you use it for both. You wait. Now you see, what do? You do ner first. You say bayim ha'esh. Then you bench, then you make besamim, and then you do avdala. Vesilayim, no, neir besamim, mazim v'avdala, the opposite order. Veshami ayim, what do you say? You say shabara ma'ayah esh. That's the nusach that you say, bara ma'ayah esh. Vesilayim, v'ayah ma'ayah esh, like we do. Eim avachim leil, neir v'leil, besamim, you do not make a bracha, not a neir, not a besamim, shall akum, of a guy. We'll see the Gemara, what? V'leil, neir v'leil, besamim, shall mason. Not used for dead people. V'leil, neir v'leil, besamim, shall abed azar. It was used for Avodah Zarah. Eim avochen ala ner, atchi yu'usa ala ner, la'oire, till you can have a na'ah from the fire, from the light. Misha, that's why it's a shalat today, should you shut off the lights while there's a candle? Not okay. Misha ochal v'shakach, v'loi birech, if you ate, and you forgot, and you didn't make a bracha, v'shamayim yachzalim kaimim v'yavach, this is talking about after bracha, v'shamayim says, return to its place, return to where you were, and then make a bracha over there. V'shalayim, yavach makam shaniska. Just where you are, status quo, you're outside, you left your house, and you forgot to make Alam Michya, forgot to make a Bechus HaMazon. We'll see later if that's what you do by Bar Nefesh and all that. So, Yivarach Makam Shaniska, you make where you are. Ad Masim, Yivarach Tuwen, could you make Ad Kadesh Yisakal HaMazon Shemeyev till you feel that the Mazon left your intestines? Yeah. Some hold 72 minutes, some hold even more than that, some hold less than that. Balaam Yayanach HaMazon. If wine came to you after Mazon, Im Ein Shem Ela Kais, I say kais, if you only have this kais, first you make a bracha on the wine and then you bench. First you bench and then you make a bracha on the wine. We'll see later what it means. You make an amen, you say amen. Even if you didn't hear only the end of the bracha, you make an amen. After kuti makes a bracha, because maybe we made it to agrizim, atri shama kalabracha kula. Till he hears the whole bracha. Okay, these next two blind are not easy.